Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We are live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth, Left Bank, 629 Staten Street. You can hear it. It's a party out here. It's a Friday football feast on 105.3 The Fan. My name is Alec Medford of the KNC Masterpiece. His name is the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
We got Ruben Portillo on site making us sound beautiful, and Kevin Walker back in the studios making us sound beautiful there, too. The Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line is 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. To get involved in the conversation for the final hour of the program, we are expecting Lord RJ Choppy to join us here in the next segment, so he'll be here for Masterpiece of the Week.
Look out, RJ Choppy, Lord RJ Choppy from the RJ and Choppy Show.
He will be here in a matter of moments.
Right,
nope. Nap time's over. He's going to come take a load off.
Perfect.
With us. That's what we do here on a football Friday on 105.3 The Fan. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well, because you know Corey couldn't make it today, so the C Block is no more for one day only. So I thought about it. I was like, I have something that could help us take a load off here. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for some AM on the FM.
Hey! Gotta have that.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. I hope you're right here in front of me at Buffalo Wild Wings. That would be amazing, because then you have no other choice. You can't touch the dial. That's Ruben's job. 877-881-1053. We've got the question of the day coming up here in just a moment. You know how it goes. And then maybe we should give a little bit of grace to Earl Thomas for just a second. Just a brief second.
Yeah, let's do that. And I got a question for the Tolos for you. Is this the debut of the A&M Masterpiece?
I guess so, because it's my beautiful face, my face for radio on the fan cam right now, and that's about it.
That's right. So, fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
So I guess it is.
Alec Medford Show.
We've got that golden drop of Corey saying it's the Corey Major Show on 105 Through the Fan during a live Mike McCarthy press conference.
Oh, no.
So we may as well make it the Alec Medford Show on 105 Through the Fan, I guess. Mm-hmm. Don't cheer for that. That's not a good idea.
Medford on the beat.
So we're going to start with the question of the day before I get into Earl Thomas's wild love life. I didn't think I was going to be talking about that today.
Oh, boy.
But the question of the day, because we're out here, it's beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. We got college football on the big screens here at B-Dubs. It's a great environment, and I've probably asked this before during the NFL season in years past, but How do you football? What is your go-to game day routine? What do you like to do? Where do you like to be? And how do you like to consume your sports, especially right now since it's football season? I want to know how you do it because a lot of people do it with us out here on during the Friday football feast. And it's really fun and it's a great idea because you got those $4 Miller and Coors Lights that you should be pouring up right now as we speak. But outside of that, I mean, I know it's different for you because you're at the Cowboy games when they're at home.
When I'm at home, I'm isolated. I want to be able to focus and see what's going on. Every now and then, I might be at somebody's house or somebody's party, football party, but I'm trying to watch the game, actually, just so I have some insight. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just kind of what I've been doing all these years. But everybody does it different ways. In fact, there are some people, Will Chambers like to talk about, he'll watch all kinds of stuff in a crowd.
Yeah.
But when Kentucky basketball comes on, he's got to be isolated.
Man, I saw this, and I hope he runs it this weekend if he's on the air with the Fan Jam, is a Chicago Bears fan made like a Christmas, like the 12 Days of Christmas song.
Right.
But it was all the bad things that have happened to the Bears this year instead of the 12 Days of Christmas. So, like, if, you know, like the instead of on a partridge and a pear tree, it's a Jaden Daniels Hail Mary. Like, it's just amazing. I was like, I didn't know Will Chambers could sing. This is great. So I hope he runs that. But it's funny. I don't have a linear answer for my own question because it's different. Like, I go to some of these games, but then there's a good amount of times that, you know, I'll invite people over to the house. And I like being immersed with people who have the differing opinions and whatnot and are fans of different teams just so we have that camaraderie.
You create your own sports bar at home.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, if I'm not here like I am now at a B-Dubs, then I'm at home usually with a group of friends just, you know, pouring up our own Miller Lights and watching the game at home. But I like that because we can kind of control our own environment, and we've got the big screen in front of us, but then we can be as loud as we want, we can be as obnoxious as we want, or we can get into bitter sports debates, which usually happens because the weird thing is, like, none of my friends are Cowboy fans, so I end up getting into debates somehow, some way with people whenever I get together with the group. So that's probably my go-to way. But I mean, even for, you know, the last Cowboy game against Tampa Bay, I was at a bar, like, just because everybody is back home from school and or work. I've got some friends here that pulled up to come see us and take a load off. So, you know, it's different for me pretty much every week. But I would say my preferred method is peace and quiet of my own home, surrounded by people I care about.
877-881-1053. That's the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney's text line. How do you consume your sports? That's the theme question of this particular edition of AM on the FM. And a lot of people, like I said, they either like to... In fact, there are some guys I know, they will separate their house. The people who don't really care, they're just there to party and drink and eat, they'll be in this one. And in this other part of their house, that's where the guys who are seriously focused and maybe have something on the game. I got to be, you know. So it mix and match. Or then there are some guys like, I don't want to be around anybody. I just got to see it by myself. Depends on the sport, too.
It does depend on the sport. And from the 817 straight up, just on the couch.
On the couch, yeah.
On the couch. That is all they need to enjoy their sports. And
if it was a game last night, the TV was watching you.
This is true. And you mentioned that. I actually do have something great here that I do want to run. From the broadcast yesterday, Al Michaels was talking about that 6-3 score late in the game and cut number two. He had this to say, because I'm going to quote Ruben Portillo. History doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes. Take it away, Al.
So it's fourth down. Kirk, do you realize earlier this season, my men, George Hill and Malibu Kelly Hayes, telling me Seattle beat Chicago earlier this year, 6-3.
In a soccer game?
No, Mariners beat the White Sox in Chicago on July 29th. There you go. History repeats.
History repeats. It rhymes in this case because Ruben's here. But
different sports, but the same cities.
And it's always so fun in these games listening to the broadcasters trying to make it interesting and trying to not just outwardly say this game sucks. You know, and that was Al Michaels' way of, you know, taking a jab at this is a boring game. It's so boring that you could have been more entertained watching a baseball game.
You know, a subplot to your question about how you consume your sport. Nowadays, A lot of people like to watch the quote-unquote Manning cast, or they watch something.
The old broadcast, yeah.
Yeah, or it kind of like, you know, turn it on, leave it on. You might have the volume down on the Cowboys game because you don't want to hear the national announcers, but you keep it up because you want to hear Brad Sham and Babe Laufenberg. You know, there's different ways to consume it.
Let's see, from the 817, I'm a very passionate Cowboy fan. I have to watch it at home just so I don't show my ass in front of the public when I get upset. Self-awareness. That is key, and I respect that.
Yes,
and
you know what you can do in public or not.
Yeah, I'm not like full Mike Bassick, just not a fan of the team anymore, but I've removed a lot of the emotion from following the team, so I can be in public. It's fine. Like, I can sit up in the press box, and I won't say a word. You know, I'm like a – Troy Hughes used to call me a library mouse. Like, whenever I, like – probably should be quiet. I'm definitely quiet when I need to be, and I used to be, before any of the radio stuff, I was very much a speak when spoken to person, kept my head down and just kind of live my life. But I don't need to like hide myself in my sports fandom.
I gotta ask you this question, because I think I was around you for a little while. I wasn't there for the whole time. A couple of years ago, TCU played Kansas State. This is when Deuce Vaughn was playing for K-State.
We
had a fan event. And you were there.
Yep.
And Reg, of course, Reg Atatula went to Kansas State. And so he was just commanding the room.
Yeah.
And you were like, when you said the mouse story, I'm like, Alex, you just kind of disappeared that night.
Because I knew Reggie would find me. And trust me, he did. He did find me. And he made sure that I felt that. He made sure that I held that L, and I wore it with pride right on the forehead. Yeah, he definitely let me hear it, and he is a vociferous sports fan because he likes SAT words.
Big words.
Yeah, and he, trust me, him and Bobby didn't help either, because I was kind of hanging around Bobby. I was still this was years
like
ago.
Like I said, I was there. This Deuce Vaughn's big year, and TCU lost that championship game, but they did go to lost that Big 12 championship game, but they went to the national championship game.
And I was relatively new to, like, on-air stuff at the station, so, like, I was just kind of hanging with Bobby because, like, he would make sure that, like, I get introduced to people and start networking and whatnot. But, of course, as soon as, you know, we realize, oh, dang, that score is not looking good, and then, you know, the game ends, Bobby literally just shoves me in front of Reggie, you know. And
no!
It's like, yeah, and Reggie, you know, was a couple probably tequila sprites in, you know, and he was a very happy man that day. I was not. So
a lot of people in Fort Party worth or not.
Yeah, I was just happy when I watched Sean arm wrestle Bobby. That was fun. I still have that video buried somewhere. That was one of my favorite moments of any fan remote. But we do have a napkin shout out. This is my favorite part of these B-dubs.
Oh,
we have
good.
The napkin shout-out. It is a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. Yeah. We need to get your shout-outs in as well. We'll get to your answers to the question of the day here in just a second. But this is from Tolo Ricardo. He's out here all the time, and his grandma Sharon. Uh-huh. Yeah, make some noise. We got the napkin. You can see it on the fan cam. Shout out Friday, an amazing Friday. Alex, CA, both of you gentlemen hold a spot in the top five segments of all-time radio. I appreciate that. That's more for him because he's in three Hall of Fames. My grandma Sharon and I have been to the outmost respect for you guys, and it is an honor to meet y'all. To Dan, Steve, and all of our Tolo friends, we're happy to spend time with you. Happy New Year to everyone. I love the napkin shout-out. That's elite.
We got a text from right here out of this bar from the 254. Says, I consume football butt-naked in bed. From a guy here at the bar, B-dubs is football.
I don't know if I want to know who that is, but, you know, I'm going to act like I can't hear it. I can't see evil. I can't hear evil. None of that.
We got another one from the 817. I can't watch the game with low IQ fans. Always safest to watch at home, even though I now hate them now.
Butt naked. That's something else. Let's talk about this Earl Thomas thing before I imagine people butt naked watching football. Earl Thomas obviously kind of had a fall from grace in terms of his NFL career. Lots of weird off-the-field stuff, on-the-field stuff.
He's from Austin, isn't he?
Yes, but his estranged wife, Nina, has had a bit of a tumultuous relationship with him, and that's putting it lightly. I had no idea that this was going on. So in 2020, she allegedly pulled a gun on Earl during intercourse with another woman.
Yeah, that made some news on sports.
Yeah, so that happened. She was charged with burglary of a residence with intent to commit aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Legal jargon is way too long. And then in 2023, he found himself at the center of a $1.9 million identity theft scheme.
Oh, wow.
Allegedly orchestrated by his ex-wife's boyfriend, Kevin J. Thompson. Now, we go to last week. Thompson and Nina Thomas were indicted by the U.S. Department of Justice for conspiracy to commit wire fraud, actually committing wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering. Thompson was also charged with possession to with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of cocaine and possession of a firearm. According to a DOJ press release, according to the indictment in 2020, Thomas filed a petition for divorce from her husband, Earl Thomas, in 2021. They entered a romantic relationship again, and Thomas and Thompson obtained money and property from said victim by fraudulently transferring funds from victim one, their bank account, to bank accounts created by Thomas and Thompson. Victim one in this case is Earl Thomas. So his wife committed fraud against him.
With her boyfriend.
And he is now at the center of this lawsuit where she is charged with swindling him out of over $2.7 million.
That is so much messed up. Remember, he was with the Seattle Seahawks. He was awesome. And at one point, I'll never forget this because I was standing outside the Cowboys locker room with the other media. Cowboys had just beaten Seattle. And he comes running over to the Cowboys locker room and tells Jason Garrett, pick me up.
And yeah, he said, come and get me.
Come and get me. Man, that's what everybody wanted Earl Thomas.
That was the wildest story, and that came back up the other day on Christmas after the Chiefs and Steelers game when George Pickens, just in the middle of Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' post-game interview with Netflix, he just walks up and daps him up. And everyone was like, what was he doing here? And someone quote tweeted, and they said, come get me, in air quotes.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, it's giving me Earl Thomas vibes. No idea what he said there, but I mean – George Pickens is one of the most interesting characters in the NFL.
Now that AB's out of there.
I enjoy following his story, and I enjoy following the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receivers in general just because they never seem to have any sane ones on the roster.
The crazy part about it is Mike Tomlin keeps them in check.
Yeah.
As soon as they leave, you go, damn, how did we not know about this guy? Mike Tomlin is a hell of a coach because he gets the best out of them.
He puts up with some real weirdos, man.
Yeah, they're scared to do it in front of him.
Some real weirdos. That is AM on the FM. Appreciate everybody getting involved with the question of the day. I promise it's not that good of radio. I promise. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, besides Cowboys-Eagles, what game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. We'll do it next right here on the KNC Masterpiece. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we are live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Left Bank, Fort Worth. 629 Staten Street. We are partying with you, doing some Cowboys giveaways courtesy of Miller Lite and so much more. It's been a fun day here. My maiden voyage on one of these. I'm usually pushing the buttons for these, and I can smell the 26 different sauces and rubs just through the radio waves. It's always it's like antagonizing.
What are you working on, Robin?
I've got some boneless lemon pepper wings.
Exactly what I ordered.
Lemon pepper is on the way. Most elite, most versatile flavor out there. That's my go-to. But when Bobby was here, I should have made a bet with him. I would have done the Blazing Challenge if he gave me money, because Bobby likes to give money to people for no good reason.
Right.
So,
you'd have made it the rest of the way.
Yeah, I would have made that bet with
you
him.
Sure?
But I would have made that bet for sure. I just totally forgot to ask him, and he got out of here in a hurry.
In other words, you can handle the hot. You can handle the heat.
No, I can't. It would just be for the content and for the money. I mean, hey, like $50 is $50.
And you would have survived hosting this show.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I would have tried. I would have tried. It wouldn't have been fun, but
right.
And I need to catch up to Peyton Russell at some point. You know, after he did his chicken tender challenge. So one day I will, just not today.
Got it. And there's a rumor that the RJ and Choppy show, he's on his way.
Yeah, he should be here at any moment. But we will start with besides Cowboys-Eagles, what game are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
And there are a couple of games this weekend in the NFL that do have playoff implications. So for me, something that I'm kind of intrigued to watch, and because they've been a lot more fun to watch than I expected them to be this year, Rams and Cardinals.
Yeah, the Rams are feisty.
So the reason that one's interesting to me is because Seattle wins yesterday in the most boring game in NFL history, but that keeps them alive in the playoff hunt, and they need the Rams to lose this game. Mm-hmm. They need the Rams to lose in the NFC West because the Seahawks' only path to a playoff spot is the division. They can't get a wild card spot. They got to win the division.
What's their record right now?
The Seahawks?
Is it a winning record?
Let's see. The Rams right now have 9-6. The Seahawks are 9-7. So they both have winning records, but they do. The Rams right now have the tiebreaker. So, and obviously they've played one less game, so their win percentage is higher. So the NFC West always ends up being really interesting each year, usually because of the 49ers. But they've been awful this year.
Yep.
So it's kind of fun to see the Rams back up in the mix again and actually getting a fair shot. The Seahawks, again, I'll tip my cap if they make the playoffs, but I don't expect them to do anything.
I'll give you one I'm keeping an eye on as well. The Washington versus Atlanta. Michael Penix, can he do it again? Can he help the Atlanta Falcons try to get into the playoff situation? You know, they got the tiebreaker over Tampa Bay. I just want to see if they're even capable of pulling it off. At the same time, look at Washington and their roller coaster. You know? Uh-oh! Chop's here!
Oh, there's RJ. Look at that.
RJ
Choppy is here with us now, just in time to answer our question right now. Choppy, welcome on in, and how's it going, man?
You know how when they say you die, and you get reincarnated, you come back as what you hate or fear?
Oh, no.
I'm going to come back as a stupid person.
What happened?
I hate. There's nothing I hate more than stupid, slow people.
What?
Everybody's in my way. I just came from Garland. I was a funeral, and I'm driving, and I got all these.
Oh, that's why he's in black. Okay.
Yeah. Well. And yeah, I stop at a gas station. I'm on E.
Yeah, you got to get some gas.
Stop over here, and. Got to pay inside.
Oh, no.
First of all, the pumps are taken.
Right.
And everyone's inside.
Oh,
no. And there's a line of about 20 people.
Oh, no.
And there are three people working.
Oh, no.
And only one register.
No.
Because the other two are on a break just looking. And they're just watching. And they're just watching the fire.
Man.
And, of course, every old person in front of me putting their card down, they don't know to tap. They don't know to slide. They don't know to swipe. They don't know their PIN number. There's one guy in there.
They probably want to sign the receipt.
There's this one guy in there. I mean, he's got four of the tall boy Bud Ices. And his hands, and I can hear him in front of me. And his hand, he's going, because his hands are frozen because we're waiting in line so long.
Oh, no.
I am going to come back. As a slow person. That's what I'm going to do in my reincarnated life.
That is so messed up, but people can relate. People can relate. Because that's the
when you're in a hurry.
Yes, always when you're in a hurry.
If I had time on my hands, those pumps are fixed.
Yes.
They're not broke.
Oh, you slide
They're not
in.
Broke.
Yeah.
But I got a place to be, and of course, they were all broke.
Well, you know what? You come to the right place because you can take a load off.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at this. You don't need that's basket right. to be here to take a load off. We've been taking one since 10 this morning. It almost feels criminal, but it feels so right at the same time. Before we get to Masterpiece of the Week, which you're going to be a part of, what is the one football game you are looking forward to this weekend that is not Cowboys-Eagles?
NFL.
I want to see – oh, it's easy.
Hey, you
want
to see Tennessee?
Detroit, right? Detroit-San Fran.
There we go.
Detroit-San Fran, because I have a feeling – because the last time that, Detroit's kind of on this – angry at the world mission.
Yeah.
And we saw what they did to the Cowboys earlier. And, they pulled out. They wanted to embarrass the Cowboys. And I have a feeling that they're going to want to do the same thing to San Fran. That would they beat them in the playoffs last year.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to see what Dan Campbell's got up his sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Because, seriously, San Francisco's down. The 49ers, once they came back in that second half of that game in the playoffs, it broke everybody's hearts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's revenge.
I didn't even see what the line is on that
game. It's only 3.5.
Only 3.5?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. because I could totally see this. You mentioned Dan Campbell.
San Fran.
Being one of those games where Dan Campbell throws it away. He just gets too cute, gets too overconfident. And look, he proves me wrong every time I say that it's going to cost him sometime. Yeah. He proves me wrong every single time, but I feel like I'm due. I feel like I'm due to be right. You know, I don't watch as much football as you or Sean Chappell.
That's right.
You know, so I feel like one of these days I'm going to be due, and hopefully it's this week. I don't. I want the Lions to go all the way. I have nothing against them, but it just feels like the football gods have to get mad at Dan Campbell at some point for being so ballsy in some of those end-of-game situations.
Oh,
and I respect it. I wish the Dallas head coach was like that sometimes, but he does it at all the wrong times, it feels like. So we got Choppy here. We got myself, Alec Medford. We got the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold.
We've got one more for you.
What's up?
How about that Green Bay Packers-Minnesota game?
It's got big implications, too.
Major implications. And again, there's so much going on for this weekend. It sets up the last weekend, week 18, which is why the NFL is not telling anybody who's playing what day and what time.
Yeah,
Nobody knows.
Which is awful for my planning purposes of trying to attempt to have a social life. So
there's no Monday game, right, next week? This is the last Monday night game coming up.
Yeah.
Mickey gave us a clue of not the matchups, but what could happen. He said if there's two teams vying for a division, they will not, and they're playing against different teams, they will not have one of them play earlier and one of them
play
at the same time. So that'll give you a clue after, you know, while we're waiting around on Monday for the smoke to come out of the Vatican, who's playing who and what day. You can say, wait a minute, it's so-and-so's thing on so-and-so, but they got to play them at the exact same time, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, so if you got like a team taking on a team on the West Coast,
yes,
but you're an Eastern Coast team, you're not playing at noon, you're going to be playing a late game.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a little hint.
It's the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan, live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth, left bank. 629 Staten Street, taking a load off here, and it's only going to get crazier because it is time for Masterpiece of the Week.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Kevin?
Y'all doing good over there in B-dubs?
We're just taking a load off.
Y'all over there.
That's what we do best.
Yeah, y'all over there in my neck of the woods in Fort Worth. So
yeah, West 7th.
Yeah, this is my old stomping grounds.
Choppy,
where I've
you come here all the time, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I live north of town, though. I don't come down here as much as I used to, but yeah, I do. Yeah, for
did you run into Johnny Manziel out here?
At the Varsity.
Yeah.
I don't think it's there anymore. I know it's not there anymore.
Got shut down.
Yeah.
Well, I got some clips to play here. Even a late submission from Bobby Belt himself, courtesy of Alec. So we got Alec, CA, and one from James, and then we do have two from Corey. So who do we want to start out with, guys?
I want to start with Corey because we pick on people who are not here.
All right, here we go with Corey.
Oh, they couldn't just pull the string out of his butt?
They tried that.
Okay.
Talking about my dog.
Starting off strong.
Yeah, the context is my little French dog, French bulldog, ate a thing of dental floss. And we had to take him to the vet, and they had to have surgery on her stomach. They couldn't just pull it. No. They tried, but it was wrapped around the intestines.
Oh, man.
Could have killed the dog.
Every now and then you get a dog. We'll get a dog that's our dog will have a hair coming out.
Yeah.
And I just call Sarah. I'm like, go, come on. You take care of this one.
Yeah, you got this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Take care of this.
Yeah, that's always the weirdest situation is whenever you realize that there's something there that needs to be fixed, and you're like, well, I don't want to be the one to do it.
You see the video of the bear with tapeworm coming out?
No.
Oh, man. He's just walking down the street, and the tapeworm just flapped back and forth.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah. Please save us, Kevin. Please save us.
I was waiting for it to take over. Well, CA, I do have quite a few clips from you this week, and I'm curious.
That's right.
I'm game.
What exactly were you trying to see here?
I tell you what, it means a lot to a lot of people who look at teams elsewhere and see some dysfunction.
Whoa.
Yes, they do.
Dysfunction.
Just like when Choppy saw, he said he hadn't seen Dickie V in a while.
Yeah. Right. Let's talk about Dick Vitale.
You hadn't seen him in a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just called him Dick. first name.
Yep. Richard.
And, Alec, let's go ahead and get over to you.
No.
You call yourself a sports sicko, and I think that also falls in line with this one right here.
I swear, I'm like get a little turned on by it. You know, you're just like sports horny.
It does happen. It does happen. I get sports horny very often.
I feel like you're the only one that's admitting it, but it's definitely other people.
I'm probably sports horny right now. You could ask me right now, just because I'm watching football here on the big screens. Like there's highlight packages going on NFL Network. Yeah, man. Anything that gets the board going.
Is that why you won't stand up and go to the board?
Yeah, like that's why I've been sitting ever since I got up to like go wash my hands, and that's pretty much it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In courtesy of James doing a stellar job all week this week, let's go ahead and get to his loan clip this week.
I'll pull out.
Just quick and simple.
Jeez.
Yep. Yeah. Quick and simple.
Wow.
Quick and simple, James. James is here, by the
He's
way.
Here.
Yeah. And that, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's James Strightly over there.
With
and,
Alec.
And if you listen on the weekends, Alec 2.0 is also over there.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, so James, the good thing is you don't have a mic, so you can't defend yourself. So I just want to know that quick and simple is always the way to go. I just want you to know that.
And, Alec, I know you kind of this week has been real Gotham City. You've mentioned that many times.
Yeah.
And I'm also curious what we were talking about right here.
I don't like it cold, and I don't like it wet, okay? This is true. When it's cold and wet outside, you got to choose your battles, man.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You got to choose your battles, man.
Yeah.
Like, make up your mind, Mother Nature. Are you going to be colder? I'm not going to say that last part. But, are you going to... I hate that, because if it's cold and raining outside, it's like, one, it's already like a fight for my life because I live in Grand Prairie driving to the studio. So 67 through Cedar Hill is like a slip and slide. Mm-hmm. But then I get out of the car and it's freezing cold. I'm like, okay, now it's cold and wet. I'm not happy.
Ideally, it's cold and snowing. If it's going to be cold, I want to get something out of it.
Okay.
At least if it's snowing, I could say, can't come into work today.
So if it's not snowing, you're not going.
True.
Okay. Good to know.
And CA, you were giving high praise to a rookie quarterback earlier this week as well.
Oh, the Vince Guaraldi album for Christmas.
The Penis Gang. Yeah.
That was so. I never buy myself a gift.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Run it one more time. He was saying Peanuts Gang, but it doesn't sound like it.
Vince Guaraldi album for Christmas.
The Penis Gang. Yeah.
That was so. I never buy myself a gift.
No. That was not Peanut. No.
That Ollie did Brown, not sound like Lucy. Peanuts.
Nope. No, sir. No, sir.
That was not Peanuts.
No, sir.
That was not.
You hear what you want to hear.
I heard exactly what I heard, and it was not Peanuts.
So what did I say?
Whatever Jerry was talking about feeding the media earlier this morning.
Yeah, no, sir. You did not say that.
Alec, this one, like I said, courtesy of Bobby Belt, he sent me this. So I think you'll recall this one.
Dancing on other men at parties and so on and so forth. They started spreading them.
He edited
you can tell that.
He chopped that up.
That's okay. If that's what the party is, that's what the party is.
You say chopped it up?
I was.
Yeah. Hold on. You say he chopped it up?
Yes.
Did he?
He did.
Did he?
Hey, I just used what was sent to me. Okay?
Chopped and screwed. That's what happened.
Is, did he? You gotta do what the party is.
Stop the count. This is not okay. That was altered. That was altered.
The context is I was talking
about Travis Hunter's girlfriend dancing on other dudes at parties while she's in a relationship. He altered that audio. Uh-huh. That is not fair.
Oh, man.
He is out for my name. He's trying to get me to deactivate like Travis Hunter.
Baby oil?
No, none of that.
Baby oil.
No.
I don't think that was just baby oil.
I don't go to the all-white parties. No, I only go to birthday parties, not the all-white parties like Michael Rubin. No.
All right, boys. Well, I think that's a good selection of clips. Who are we voting for?
Oh, that's tough.
I like the last one.
I'm not voting for myself. So, Chop, you're voting for the digitally altered clip of me.
It's dancing on other men at parties and so on and so forth. They started spreading them.
There's a noticeable jump.
It sounded normal to me. I don't know.
He is out for my name.
I think it sounded normal. Ruben votes normal.
No, you have no say in this. No, you're not allowed here. No. I'm going to vote for... This is tough. I'm going to vote for CA talking about a certain gang.
Snoopy?
Yeah.
Vince
I'm going to go with that.
Charlie Brown.
Christmas.
The Penis Gang. Yeah.
That was, so I never buy myself a gift.
Why did no one stop him either? He just kept going.
No, I instantly, James can vouch for this. As soon as he said that, my eyes dart up to James. I'm like,
He did not say peanuts. He did not. And I talked back to him.
Definitely Mark, not.
What did I say?
All right, CA, who's your vote for?
Gonads.
Alex, did he?
Why?
Why not?
Dancing on other men at parties and so on and so forth. They started spreading them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all sounds like one to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And your winner for Masterpiece of the Week is Alec and his quote for dancing on other men.
No, Diddy. No, Diddy. There we go.
I don't like you. Why are we cheering this? It's the KNC Masterpiece, sadly, here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you guys for putting up with that. Thank you, RJ Choppy, for stopping in as well and voting against me and shaming my name. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth on 105.3 The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for hanging out with us here today on a Football Friday. Appreciate everybody who has made their way out to Buffalo Wild Wings out here in Fort Worth as we are wrapping up shop and getting ready to give way to the G-Bag Nation, who we will now crosstalk with courtesy of D&M Leasing. Boys, how we doing today?
Fantastic, fellas. Happy Friday. Sounding great today. Nice work with Jerry. Outstanding. 10 out of 10. And it's actually a sunshiny Football Friday here, so you guys are barreling into the weekend feeling fantastic right now.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm planning on winning the lottery tonight.
I know, dude.
Is that thing at a billion now? Is that where we're at?
A billion. Yes, it's $1 billion.
How hard are you going to go with the tickets?
No, no, just $2. That's it. Nope, because okay. You know what? It's like correctly picking the right grain of sand on the beach. Even if you got $100 worth, it does not increase your odds. It really doesn't.
Yeah, very, very, very little.
But you got to play to win.
Got to play.
Oh, what are you eating right now? What are you eating right now?
Lemon pepper.
Oh, that's good. Gosh,
yeah, we both went with the lemon pepper boneless. That's our go-to right now because it's easy to work around the headset, you know, and in between breaks. But if I was here just on my own free time, there would probably be about double the amount of wings, and they would be bone-in.
Yes. Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that, Medford. Same I know here. You're trying to keep it professional. You're trying to do a radio show. I get that you got to go boneless.
All right, so I'm going to act like that in Masterpiece of the Week, we didn't just have an active smear campaign against my name, and we're going to talk some real sports here. But we did finally get the update on Luka Doncic. It's going to be about a month before they reevaluate that left calf strain. Ugh. We talked about it a little bit with y'all yesterday, but now that we have a timetable, I was floating this out to CA. Does this change your mind or your philosophy as a Mavericks fan heading into the trade deadline? Because that's literally like a week before the NBA's trade deadline is the earliest that he would even be reevaluated, and he could be out longer than that. So I'm not saying it has to be Jimmy Butler or some big blockbuster trade, but does this change your mind on what the Mavericks need to do ahead of the February 6th deadline?
Not necessarily. I still think you know what you need in terms of, I mean, if there ends up being other injuries or whatever. But with the Luka injury, you know what you're getting with him when he comes back. This team is still going to need point of attack defenders. Losing Derrick Jones last year or in the offseason it's been tough. I thought Najee Marshall would be a little bit better at the point of attack. I know he's going through trying to still recover from that crazy illness he's been dealing with. Yeah. So I know he's not still quite himself, but they just need one more kind of like the Herb Jones stuff with the Pelicans. Whether Luka gets hurt or not, that's a perfect piece. Now, it seems like they're making him untouchable, but is there somebody out there that can be a perimeter defender for you? Because that's what this team needs, and whether Luka was injured or not, that need is going to be there.
Yeah, I just, I was just looking at the games coming up all the way until like February 6th. A couple of Bostons mixed in there, some Oklahoma City.
It's a gauntlet.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, this is a real tough stretch coming up here.
And I'm thinking, what a terrible time not to have your best player or one of your best players. And I think if you're the Mavs, you do your best just to try and keep this thing 500 if you can, you know, and just if you could steal a night of rest or two for Kyrie so you're just not completely wearing him out. But, man, there are just so many games that, like, it's going to be you're going to need him in order to even have a chance to win. So, I'm a little bit worried about what we're about to experience.
I hear you, and I'm agreeing with you on the gauntlet. What's good and this is cup half full, is this team has played without Luka. They're basically 6-1 without Luka. That's six. That other loss is Luka and Kyrie both out against the Clippers last week. But I look at the fact that they know how to play without Luka, but more importantly, when they were on the road for 40 days,
yeah,
all over America, we're talking about Miami, Toronto, Portland, Denver, San Francisco, everywhere, they basically lost only two games. They went 12 out of 14. So to me, they're capable of holding it down because some of the teams they played were very good teams, yeah, including Denver. So with all those things and Golden State, with all those things being said, I'm not like concerned. I'm just curious about how they handle it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And hopefully, I mean, that's the good thing of what Nico and these guys have done, building a sturdy team from a depth standpoint. But, I mean, Bobby Corella made a great point yesterday with us that I hadn't really considered, because you're going, hey, you got Kyrie, you know what he's bringing to the table, and he's playing out of his mind right now. And you saw it just the other day. As soon as Luka goes out, Kyrie understands what the job is now. And you know PJ Washington can get going, but Kyrie, Clay at that age, having to really do some heavy lifting here, what does that do to them as you start inching closer to postseason time? What is their fatigue looking like there, yeah, especially on Kyrie's side of things? So that's something to also consider here. The whole thing's just a total bummer. Uh-huh. And hopefully they can just, like Brada said, if you go 500, can you just keep this thing afloat here? I still, mm-hmm, think you're going to want to make a move for a defender, perimeter defender at some point before the deadline, if you can swing that. And then you just cross your fingers that Kyrie and Luka don't get banged up before postseason time.
You know what else is good about this? Nico has proven he's just like CY. He does not sit on his hands.
Right.
He has never not made a move at the trade deadline, even if a lot of people didn't know who the names were. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, they're stuck. Oh, what are they going to do? It's like, Nico's going to do something. We just don't know how sly it's going to be.
Yeah, and I loved last year, too, with the Grant Williams one. Like, that Grant, yep, Williams was your priority free agent. It was your big splash move in the offseason. And then, yep, you get to the deadline, and you're willing to cut your losses and understanding,
yes,
having the self-awareness, yep, to say, no, we made a mistake here, didn't fit. Okay, no, mm-hmm, problem. Let's pivot. And I mean, of course, they got a great haul in return. That trade's proven to be huge. But just the idea.
DJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, yep.
Yeah, but the idea that Nico has sort of the humility to be like, yeah, I did this big thing in the offseason, and then, boom, we get to the trade deadline, and I'm already willing to just move on from it. He's not going to be married to a bad decision, and I love that.
And real quickly, because you guys will have the Cowboys pregame show this weekend starting at 9 a.m. Here on 105.3 The Fan, you're going to have Pam Oliver from Fox, Merrill Reese, the legendary play-by-play voice,
damn right,
of the Eagles, CA. I love Merrill Reese. He's great. Gave me some good advice in the past. CA's player profile, Maris Taliaferro. There's going to be all kinds of good stuff on the pregame, but most of your content comes in the form of bad news. CeeDee Lamb is going to be out the remainder of the season. Just general disinterest going forward, I imagine, for most fans. But is there anything that you're going to try to look for without him in the offense?
Yeah, it's going to be really difficult. I would anticipate that both teams are going to try and run this football. And I think it's difficult to throw the ball in Philadelphia just because, you know, they play four-man rush, but they're really, really good in the secondary. And I think that's going to be a problem with no CeeDee Lamb. You know, can Cooper Rush find some air yards in this game? And the last time these two teams met was his first start since after Dak got hurt, and they just did not get the ball down the field. And I think it's going to be really difficult to do that. So I would anticipate that they're going to try and get in some 12 personnel stuff, load this thing up, and see if they can run the ball and maybe keep this game as close as they can. They might have the better quarterback when it turns down to if it's Cooper Rush versus Kenny Pickett in this football game.
What a battle. What a headliner matchup, dude.
Stop. Stop it. You don't believe anything you're saying right now. What's coming up on
Medford? Seriously, do you think Fox is kicking themselves for moving this game away from America's Game of the Week, kicking it to the news?
Oh,
slot?
Yes. Yeah. As soon as they saw Jalen Hurts seeing stars, and he probably thought he was in a Chuck E. Cheese or something on the sidelines, like they were like, oh, man, we need this game. We need the Kenny Pickett experience. But no, this game is going to be an absolute barn burner. The good thing is we know it will be better than Thursday Night Football. There's no way that they combine four as much or fewer than 9 points. There's got to be something going there. But what's coming up on the program today, boys?
Pure Gold, as always. Medford, thanks so much for asking. A Football Friday with Stephen Jones at 2:20, a little bit earlier than usual, leading into G-Bag of the Day. Biggest L, Biggest Dub at 2:40 as well. And then we'll get the Bobby Belt Power Hour going down, and he'll be hanging out with us for much of the 3 o'clock as well. So looking forward to that in a big way. And then, of course, Expressway, commercial-free, 5:20, quitting time. What you drinking, what you thinking?
Looking forward to it. Thanks for the conversation, boys. We'll be listening. Roll home,
yes, sir.
With the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece live at Buffalo Wild Wings. One more time for yourselves. Thank you all for coming out here today. It
great
was
job,
wonderful,
Alec.
Even though y'all tried to smear my name in public.
Too
We've
late.
Been the KNC Masterpiece. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation and come back on Monday right here on 105.3 The Fan.